Is it coming through? Is it looking good? Is it sounding good?
It's sounding.
This is American Fashion Podcast. I'm Charles Beckwith here with Seth Friederman.
Good evening.
And Lisa Maria Rodano.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to a special edition of Fashion Is Your Business Live, and it's live because we are in front of a live studio audience.
Welcome, everyone, to the Domenico Vacca Members Club, the DV Club. This is American Fashion Podcast and Fashion Is Your Business, which are produced by Fashion Media Center and Open Source Fashion. The Open Source Fashion team is around Mike and Shanice and Natalia and Pavan and Rob and Elon and Mark and myself and Liz, who just joined Fashion Is Your Business. Liz from Decoded Fashion is now one of the hosts of Fashion Is Your Business, and she's here somewhere. We want to thank everyone for coming. We hit 100 episodes of both shows about 3 weeks ago. And I think in this room, you cannot throw a rock without hitting a fashion designer, which is a good thing. Yes, yes, not encouraging people to throw rocks at designers. Although, that could be a sport. So I'm sitting here with Mr. Domenico Vacca. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is a great party we're having here. But I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the building that we're in that is now your building, and you have a new flagship store downstairs, and you have this members club and a barbershop and a beauty salon and everything. Tell us about this world you're creating.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Welcome to the Domenico Vacca. We'll go into details. Definitely a fashionable crowd, since we're all fashion designers. That's what we can say. And thank you to having me tonight and have this conversation about what we do in fashion and everything else you would like to ask me tonight. So we've been in New York with our brand for 15 years. And actually, our first store outside of Italy was in New York. It was 13 years ago exactly, on Fifth Avenue between 59 and 60th. And then we double up with a store on Madison Avenue between 62nd and 63rd, another one in Soho on West Broadway. So New York has always been a great market for us. And I love New York. I've been living in New York for a long, long time, even if I still travel every month to go to Italy and back here. So, but I consider New York my home, and I've done that for many, many years. And the New Yorkers have been very welcoming to me. So, part of our success definitely has started here, has developed here. So we're very linked to New York and to the United States. So at the certain point, the three stores that we had, the lease was coming to an end, and we have to think what was the next step. And number one, I wanted to put all of them under the same roof, so to have a bigger space to showcase our collections that started with men and women clothing and then expanded to accessories and to watches and to fragrance, to a lifestyle concept more than just clothing or accessories or pure fashion, as every brand seems to do now, is to go from a luxury brand to be a lifestyle luxury brand. So that's exactly what we did, and also while we were looking for new locations in New York, I started thinking that I didn't want to open another store. I was kind of a little not excited anymore about that format. And I start thinking about creating an experience for our clients. And when we start talking and thinking about experience, then we needed a building. And that's why we ended up here. And the concept was to create an experience for our clients, for all the people near the brand, and to be able to have these people come out from their houses and stop being all the time online or buying on online. That is good. They can keep doing that. We're launching our website e-commerce in a month. But sometimes you want to come out and get together and talk personally with each other and share your stories and have a different experience. So we said, why don't we do that? We make sure that they come for an espresso at our cafe downstairs, or for the guys to a shave or an haircut at the barbershop, and for the ladies to a hair salon and the beauty salon. And then we have also an art gallery, so to, you know, be exposed to some of great artists in New York and in the United States and from around the world. And then come to this private club that is a kind of a hidden secret place in the middle of Midtown Manhattan. And also, if somebody wants to live here, then we have 30 residences upstairs so they can move in. So, you know, it's from espresso to moving in that we decided to create an experience for our clients. So that's why we're here.
So you've been here and you brought kind of Italian suiting techniques with you and Italian tailoring techniques. And you decided, I think, not to adapt to the American wants and to kind of do your thing. And you ended up doing all of the suits for Jeremy Piven for Entourage, and he had you in the movie, which is fun. But have you seen any kind of trends changing in tailoring and what's needed?
I think there's been a big change since when, you know, we came here all together 15 years ago. And you said it right. I decided to do it my own way. And 15 years ago, there were other brands that were focusing on handmade clothes and tailoring coming from Italy. But their way to, you know, to promote and sell and market their products was through department stores mainly. So we're talking about, you know, Neiman Marcus, Bergdorf and Goodman, and others. And funny enough, the moment they got orders from these big department stores, the first thing that the buyers would say is, you need to change the fit. You need to change the fabric. They're too expensive. Nobody cares about handmade stitching. The fit is too close to the body, the pants are too narrow, the arm hole is too high. So practically, what was our signature sartorial tailoring elements, going over the ocean, they changed. And now they landed with a different fit that was just for maybe Neiman Marcus, so it was bigger, lower arm hole, wider pants, less hand work, different quality in the fabrics, and everything changed. So when we came to this country, my point was, no, I'm not going to make any of these changes. And actually, instead of going through the process of working with an agent that will represent the line and go to the buyer, and the buyer decide what is worth it or not, what is the budget, how much is the check that he can cut for the next order and everything else, we said, we're going to open a store on Fifth Avenue. And everybody thought that I was crazy. And I said, not really, because by the time we do all that I just said, it's going to take a couple of years. If we go straight on Fifth Avenue, maybe it's going to take a couple of months to convince the clients to try the clothes, explain them, educate them, and maybe they will buy it. And while everybody in Italy would say, you know, you're not going to sell anything, I said, don't worry, I'm going to wear all the clothes that I made. I'm going to have a great wardrobe. And luckily enough, Americans were ready for that. They were waiting for the original fit from Italy, the original sartorial concept and making. And it was a great moment because, you know, 15 years ago, Americans was still, you know, very high on wealth and money, and, you know, the economy was still pretty strong. It was right before 9/11. And also they were starting to be educated about clothes. So these two elements together are what is the dream for a designer. If you find a market where people want to spend money and at the same time they want to be educated, that's paradise. So we started in paradise.
Excellent. Well, I want to give a big shout out to my co-hosts, Seth and Lisa, who are around. And I think everybody here knows them because they're hard to miss. I did a little bit of math over the weekend. We just passed 9 terabytes of audio that we have served for the podcasts, which means if you do the math, people have been listening to Seth and Lisa and Mark and Rob and Pavan and I for 670 weeks straight. That's a lot of listening to podcasts. I believe that Allison Roy from AMP3PR and Domenico will be giving tours of the store downstairs if anyone wants to have a look and hear from the man behind it all. And thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the American Fashion Podcast. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and we really appreciate when you leave us a good review there. We also love getting mail, and you can contact us podcast@fashionmediacenter.com or leave comments and questions on our voicemail line at 646-979-8709. We're also on Twitter at AFPOD and on Instagram at American Fashion Show. American Fashion Podcast is produced by Fashion Media Center LLC. All rights reserved.